Hi, this is Katherine Robertson-Pilling, and this is today's Creativity Q&A for September 14th, 2012. What's luck got to do with it? I've always believed that good fortune is an essential ingredient to any success, and that it's ultimately something I cannot control. But my American wife grew up with the idea that luck is something you make for yourself. What light can the Wheel of Creativity shed on this dilemma? Well, it's a great question, and you're both right, and as you can imagine, as an American woman, I understand both sides. In French, the word for luck is chance, which supports your lifelong belief that there's an element of chance involved in our lives. It's a mysterious force, it's unpredictable, beyond our control. And at one level of awareness, this is true, but at a deeper level lies a deeper level of truth. Quantum physics has a lot to say about our perception of chance events. Quantum theory purports that seemingly random events are actually linked by an invisible dynamic relationship of cause and effect. The bubbles on the surface of your boiling soup are actually connected at a deeper level by an energetic force, in this case, the heat of the stove. The Wheel of Creativity expands on this idea, proposing that everything that exists is linked, and the action of one thing causes reactions in all the others. One person's need is another's opportunity. One person's passion is another person's solution. Good luck occurs when the need and the solution meet, when both parties consciously engage with their particular place in life and bring into the world what they are here to bring. If the one does not feel the need and the other does not fill the need, the creative power of what binds us together is short-circuited. When we disconnect, we block the flow of creative energy. This kind of disconnection can occur in many ways, from depression to addiction, from materialism to poverty, but the result is the same. Giver and receiver are not connected, and good luck goes missing. It's a simplistic explanation, as sometimes the electricity of life flows on direct current and sometimes it alternates. But we're all in a dance with the creative force of life. We don't control it, we collaborate with it. Sometimes it leads, sometimes we do. It's expressed through many cultures as the active and receptive principles of life, yang and yin, masculine, feminine, light and dark. So I would say both of you and your wife are correct. The force of life is indeed beyond our control, but we can control our responses to it and what we create in the world as a result. My dear friend, who lost her son a few years ago, has taught me so much about this, that there are mysteries we will never understand in life, and that our lives are the mosaics we make with the shards of what once was. Not only can we create what comes next, it's what we're here to do. Live creative. Check out the Wheel of Creativity. This is Katherine Robertson-Pilling.